This is music from Negative Space, one of five animated short films up for an Academy Award this weekend. Filmmaker Ru Kuahata and her husband Max Porter co-directed the five-minute stop-action film, which they produced in France. Kuahata admits being up for an Oscar has left them overwhelmed.
I think a lot of directors are using the same word, which is surreal, because especially for indie animation filmmaker, we're used to behind the camera, we're used to going into this dark room and not leaving for 14 hours for months. And all of a sudden to kind of go in front of the camera and to be in like a fancy situation is a little too opposite of our day-to-day. So I think we're kind of like, what is going on?
The film is about the relationship of a father and son through the art of packing a suitcase. The father is always leaving. Kuahata says the project was inspired by poetry.
Negative Space is based on a 150-word poem by Ron Perkiu, who lives in Pasadena. We read the poem online one day, and we immediately fell in love because it's so simple, yet it's so moving. It strikes the core of your heart. It's only 150 words, so we were able to explore visually and add subtext and turn it into something cinematic, and we're able to use animation as like a medium to play around with how the poem could be told.
The filmmaker, who went to Dunn School in Santa Barbara County, says it's fascinating to see what people take away from the film.
That's been really, really interesting because I obviously had like a particular feeling, and Max and I directed towards that. In every screening, it's different, and a lot of the screenings, we get laughter at the end. Some people say that was a great joke, and I never meant a funny ending, but to me it was a sadness, emptiness, reflection about your relationship. In a way, people see their relationship with their parent or see what they're going through into the film, and I think there's an element of open ending to it.
It's one of five animated short films up for Oscars. One of the biggest competitors could be Dear Basketball, an animated short penned by pro basketball star Kobe Bryant, animated by Disney artist Glenn Keane, and scored by legendary composer John Williams. Kuahata says she and her husband are thrilled to be recognized for their film, which she says came from the heart.
It was surprising at first. It was a really nice moment to realize the amount of support from so many different communities, from, you know, indie film, stop motion, film festivals. It really feels special to be female and also minority and to represent that community as well.
The couple is hoping the recognition will help them with their next project, a stop motion feature film.
We are currently developing our first feature film in stop motion technique, and we just got accepted to Torino Script Lab in Italy, which is like a 9-month fellowship, so we can develop our script. I really hope this Academy nomination will make it easier to finance our film. We'll see what happens.
But for now, the modest filmmaker says all of the attention is head-turning between Academy events and preparing to walk the red carpet in Hollywood on Sunday.
I kind of feel like I was put into a dryer, and it's been tumbling and tumbling and tumbling. So I think once I'm out of the dryer and hopefully I have the time to reflect about all this.
You have the answer to what are you wearing?
Yes, I have an answer. So I am a Japanese female and an immigrant, so it's really, really important for me to represent that community. So I found a Japanese female designer who designs amazing dresses. It's Toga, T-O-G-A.
The filmmaker says regardless of whether they win, it's been a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And for the rest of their lives, when they're identified at film festivals, they will at least have the iconic addition to their names, Academy Award nominated, if not Academy Award winner. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.